So here's our first shift, progress over perfection. Have you ever found yourself stuck rewriting the same email draft 12 times or reorganizing your spice drawer instead of starting that project you've been wanting to tackle? Or how about this one? Telling yourself you'll exercise only when you finally have the time to drive across town for that hour and a half yoga class and can afford that top of the line cork yoga mat you've been eyeing up. If you have, then this one's for you. Perfectionism is sneaky. It whispers that unless something can be done flawlessly, it's not worth doing at all. And on the surface, it sounds kind of noble because, of course, you want to give it your best effort. But here's the problem. The underlying drive of perfectionism is actually fear. The fear of failing, the fear of being judged, the fear of not being enough. And guess what? While you're busy thinking about how to make it perfect, nothing is getting done at all. It's like your brain has a software update running in the background forever, an endless spinning wheel, no progress bar, just you waiting for permission that never comes. Progress, even messy progress, is what actually changes things. The truth is forward. That workout you did for 10 minutes, it counts. And that dinner you made where half of the meal was from a box, you still fed yourself and your family. Progress compounds. Every imperfect step builds momentum, but the need for perfection freezes you in place. So the shift here is simple but powerful. Choose progress. Choose 80% done. Choose messy action. You can always clean it up later, but you can't improve something that doesn't exist. Here's a quick way to put this into practice. The next time you catch yourself stalling because you want something to be just right, ask yourself, what does the 80% version of this look like? What's the version that gets it out of your head and into the world? Write the email and send it, even if it's not poetry. Do the 10-minute walk. It gets you moving, even if it's not the marathon training plan you've been Googling for the last 3 months. Cook the scrambled eggs and get yourself fed. Not every meal has to be Instagram worthy, because once it's started, once it's moving, you can refine it, but you can't edit what doesn't exist. So let's reset this mindset together. Progress over perfection. Show up, take the step, hit send, start messy. Perfectionism says, wait until you're ready, but progress says, start now, we'll figure it out as we go. And honestly, messy action has way more personality anyway. So your challenge today is to find one thing that you can finish at 80% and still feel good about. Then actually do it. And when your brain tries to tell you that it's not enough, just remind yourself, forward is forward. All right, that's shift number one. Next up, let's tackle shift number two, from should to could. But first, go and get something started. Get it out of your head and into the world.